Hello and welcome to the Summit Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. You can follow and stay connected by going to our website, www.thesummitchurch.ca.
All right. Well, Pastor Nikki is going to be preaching this morning, and I am so excited about that. So we brought her table out. It's a little shorter than mine. She's going to be teaching this morning. She's going to sing over us this morning. Only I can make jokes about that, by the way. She'll get you. Nikki, you know, I just want to say this. One, happy Mother's Day. Love you. You're an amazing mom. And number two, you know, Nikki is, I tell her this all the time, she's an amazing worship leader, but I believe that she's just as powerful in teaching as she is at worship. I've always just been blown away listening to her teach. And so I want you to stretch your hands towards Nikki this morning, Pastor Nikki, and let's ask that the Father would just release a sound, a word through her to us today that would bless this house. And not just moms, but everyone corporately. Father, we thank you today that that Pastor Nikki, the mom of this house, gets the privilege of sharing and teaching. And we pray, God, that you would open up the well on the inside of her and let her flow, God, in the anointing that she carries. And I pray, Father, that as she teaches and releases, that it would even bring a settling in the house this morning, that moms that may be in confusion, or even dads, whatever the case may be in our life, that there would just be a settling and a peace released over our hearts and over our minds this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, good morning. For those of you who know how I usually teach and preach, I'm usually like an exhorter in my motivation. So meaning like the thing that moves me, the thing that really drives probably everything I do is the joy I get out of seeing somebody come from A to B. I love to see growth in people. And so a lot of times when I go before the Lord, I'm like, okay, God, how can I train? How can I equip? How can I address maybe something that we're maybe weak in? And how can I give us the steps and the tools to get us to where we need to go? And so that's my favorite way of preaching and teaching. So I love to create steps. So for Mother's Day, you know, it's Mother's Day. And so I'm naturally asking the Lord, like, okay, God, how can I make us better mothers? how can I make this an equipping morning? What tools can I give for us to be women of the kingdom and mothers of the kingdom? And I'm sitting there just trying to like think up this like really powerful message. And the whole time I could see the Lord just looking at me being like, you know, just kind of like, okay. You know, what would break my heart is if Micaiah ever thought that there was something she had to do for me to love her more or to be more qualified as a daughter. It would break my heart if I ever heard her say, maybe my mom would love me more if I did this. I'm proud of Micaiah just as a person, just as the fact that she's mine. Regardless of how amazing she is at sports, or no matter how amazing she might be at this or that, just because she's mine, I'm proud of that simple fact. And as much as it isn't wrong, of course, to be proud of our kids, there is the fact that if you took all of those accomplishments away, that you would be proud because they're yours. Isaiah 66:13 says, as a mother comforts her child, so I comfort you. And you will be comforted over Jerusalem. So I just heard the Lord say, like, he just wants to love on his daughters this morning. That you have done well, mothers. You have done well. You have loved. You have sacrificed. You have laid down your life sacrificially for your family, for others, for the ones that you love. And there is someone who laid their life down for you. And he wants you to know how he feels. As much as I want to be all corrective. I said to Chris last night, has the Lord ever given you a word that like, you just didn't, like that's not really the word you wanted to preach, but you knew he was telling you what to say, but you didn't want to preach that? And he's like, no. I'm like, well, then that's not helpful to me. Never mind. But Abba just wants to love on his daughters today. It's not like, and it's not that I don't want to love on you. It's just, I want to equip. And God's like, no, I just want them to know how much I am proud, how pleased I am with my daughters, and that there's nothing that they can do. I know that as mothers, I'm a mother, and that we can beat ourselves up. You could make a list for me a mile long of all of the things that you wish you were better at. Right? We are very well aware of the areas that we feel like failures in. We often beat ourselves up. Honestly, I mean, maybe I'm just talking about myself, but I constantly am thinking about all the things that I'm just not measuring up to. I'm not doing good enough. We don't usually always have somebody telling us that you're awesome as a mother, that you are a good mom. And the way that you love your kids is powerful, and it's making an impact, and it goes farther than you realize. We don't usually have someone telling us, I mean, except for Micaiah, honestly, she tells me every day how amazing I am as a mother, and it's just so funny. I don't know why she loves me so much. My other two aren't that way. They're like, you're all right. But Micaiah, she'll like text me and like, I love you. You're the most amazing mom in the world. I don't know how I got such an amazing mom. Like, who's, what child? Anyway, but for the most part, I know oftentimes we might feel like we're not doing enough, or we don't cook good enough for our family, or we don't keep things as clean as maybe we would like. Maybe you're that mom that's like, oh, I don't have the laundry consistently done. I don't make all of the games or the dance rehearsals or recitals that I want to be at, or maybe I let my kids get away with too much, or maybe I'm too hard on my kids. I can't find time to spend with God because I'm trying to parent. I hate leaving my kids to go to work. I hate feeling like I want to leave my kids. I don't know if I made the right decision. I don't know if I should put them in school. I should have done this differently. I don't know if I should discipline them like that. I discipline them too much. I discipline them too little. I don't feel as emotionally available as I should. I don't want to hug anyone right now. I don't want to have a child on my lap right now. If I had been better, maybe my child would still be serving the Lord. Maybe if I had been better, maybe my child would love me. I'm not good enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not skinny enough. I'm not organized enough. I'm not a super mom. We see all of the areas that we're failing in. We have that list. And we are very well aware of our weaknesses. But this morning, I felt like the Lord just wanted to know how He sees you. Matthew 13:44. Heaven's kingdom realm can be illustrated like this. I can't preach without talking about the kingdom. I'm sorry. A person discovered that there was a hidden treasure in a field, and upon finding it, he hid it again. Because of uncovering such a treasure, he was overjoyed and sold all he possessed to buy the entire field just so he could have the treasure. I used to always look at that like, you know, again, like, so again, I'm the equipping person, right? I'm like, you need to sell it all. You need to do more. there's more you can go. Like, we can always work. And I'll always like, I'll say, God just wants to love on you. And then in parentheses, but we always could work on ourselves. You're like, I'm just that person where there's always something more that can be done. And so I have oftentimes had the Lord bring me back to this place of, you know, there, you're not really making a difference just because you feel like you're doing something better. You know, there's a control that we have as women, sometimes a control that we have as mothers. God's actually cursed us with the desire to control and at the same time have to submit under a man. It's like this catch 22 where we have this gift to organize, we have this gift, but God's constantly saying, but you have to lay down that desire to control. And I used to look at that's kind of separate, but when I talk about the scripture that there was a hidden treasure in a field, and we talk about seeking first the kingdom of God. So the principle of seeking the kingdom and finding a treasure is true. Like, if you seek God, you will find Him. Okay. And that if you want to take this scripture and say that there is something to be found in his presence, and that if you lay your life down and you sell it all for the kingdom, that you're going to find something, I guarantee you will. But that's not what the scripture is talking about. Jesus is the one that actually sold everything, and you are the treasure in the field. The field, a lot of times in scriptures, talking about the harvest. It's talking about people. And so when I saw this and I read that, and I was like, man, that totally goes against my theology. That's not what I thought this meant. This meant I'm supposed to sacrifice. I'm supposed to work hard. I'm supposed to sell it all to go find you, God. And the whole time, God's just like, no. I actually saw the Lord like taking my face and looking in me in the eyes, and he's like, shh. I don't know about you, but you know that like, shh, on my face. What movie is that from? That's from a movie. Face Off. So good. Yes. So the Lord, he actually went like this. He came and he grabbed my face and went, shh, shh, stop it. I found you. Actually, he was looking in my eyes. He goes, I sold it all to find you. There's nothing you can do. You're actually the pearl. You're the pearl of great price. Is that blowing anybody else's mind? Is that just me? Because that's pretty crazy. At first, we think that we're supposed to do all this stuff to find him. But the whole time, he's like, no, I'm the one that would seek. And I started to, we think about a pearl and how hard they are to find. It's like finding a needle in a haystack. But I saw like Jesus in this like scuba wear, like in the bottom of the ocean, literally like looking one clam after the other. So happy, by the way, to look. But he's just looking for that pearl. That's intentionality. That's love. That's like sacrifice. That's sacrificing time. So I'm sitting there just listening and waiting for the 5 steps on how to be a better mother. Lord, what are the 5 kingdom steps? And I felt like the Lord just wanted me to sing a song over you, moms. If I can get this to... There we go, I got it. Thanks. I want you to think about that list that you have. Think of all those things that you know that you measure yourself against, all of those things that you disqualify yourself. That you disqualify yourself from being a good mother, and I want you just to hear the Lord sing this over you, okay? I am so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Children, I'm so proud of you. I am so proud of you. So proud of you. Children, I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of you when you are sleeping. Proud of you when you're awake. And whatever you do, don't stop trying. 'Cause learning makes lots of mistakes. I am so proud of you. I'm so proud of you, mothers. I'm so proud of you. I am so proud of you. So proud of you, children. I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of you when you are sleeping. I'm proud of you when you're awake. And whatever you do, don't stop trying. 'Cause learning makes lots. some mistakes. So proud of you. I actually really needed to hear the Lord sing this over me too, so I'm just going to sing it over myself. I am so proud of you. So proud of you. Children, I'm so proud of you. I am so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Mothers, I'm so proud of you. Come on, just receive that. I'm proud of you when you are sleeping. I'm proud of you when you're awake. And whatever you do, don't stop trying. 'Cause learning makes lots of mistakes. Oh, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Daughters, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Children, I'm so proud of you. Proud of you when you're doing the laundry and you stop for just a minute and look up to heaven. Just a simple desire to love me in the middle of it all. I see every time you try. I see every time you lay your life down. I see every time, every sacrifice, every glance toward me. I see it. And I am so proud of you. So proud of you, mothers. I'm so proud of you. I am so proud of you. So proud of you, mothers. I'm so proud of you. He's proud of the way that he made you. You know, this is the part of the sermon I didn't really want to talk about. He's proud of the way that he wired you. I was listening to a friend that had shared a story about how she had sat down with an 80-year-old woman who used to be a model. And she was just sitting talking to her and hearing her story and hearing her perspective. And the model picked this old lady now. She had picked up a picture of herself and showed it to the girl. And she was like, so beautiful, just gorgeous. And she looked at her and she said, you know, I never really thought that I was beautiful. I would look at this picture and I would think, man, I hate that mole that's on my face right there, that one little thing. And she said, like, it brought perspective, because it's almost like we can go our entire lives never happy with who we are and how God made us to be because of that one little flaw, you know. And maybe we can fix that one little flaw and then, oh, we're just frustrated about this other little flaw that we have. And then we fix that little flaw and then it's just like this never ending list of things. And we just spend so much time of our lives not being happy with ourselves, not happy with the way we look, not happy with the way we parent. As I was saying, I was preparing for this message and I normally ask the Lord, When I hear the Lord, a lot of times he shows himself to me by me seeing me. So I'll just be like, okay, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to say? And I'll close my eyes and I'll listen. And when I start to get a download, I start to see myself preaching. And I just take notes of what I'm saying. I'm just like, okay, you want me to say that? You want me to say that? And I'm so okay. But you know, I don't picture myself in those moments. That's the Holy Spirit. Just let me say, it's the Holy Spirit speaking and I'm listening, but he shows himself to me as me. Has anybody else seen that before? Like you hear the Holy Spirit and he sounds like you. He sounds like the way you talk. He makes jokes about things that you would think are funny because he is the invisible image. And we are made in his image. And so he manifests himself to us as us. I'm not saying we're gods and all that, you know, theology. Don't hear what I'm not saying. But that's just how like I see. But, you know, I never picture myself taller. I never picture myself with skinnier legs or all of the other things about myself that I don't like. I probably said it even this month. I hate my height. I hate it. I say it like all the time. And the Holy Spirit was like chastising me, being like, you don't like the way I look? I was like, well, I mean, that's not what I meant to say. What had happened was, what I meant to say was, you know, all of these things that he started to show me that the Holy Spirit doesn't have a body. He is a spirit. So the only way he can tangibly, visually show himself is to show himself as me. We're learning to love. We're learning to love ourselves. We're learning to love the way that Christ loved us. But, you know, I have to tell myself, this is why I'm preaching to myself, but I know that as women, this is something I'm not the only person that deals with this. I know this is very different than how I normally teach and preach, but he doesn't make mistakes. We can't look at ourselves as mothers. We can't look at ourselves, even the way he's wired me. I'm a very outspoken person. I can be aggressive at times. I think the Lord has tamed a lot of that. But a lot of those flaws in ourselves, we look at ourselves and we go, ugh, why couldn't you just make me like this other person? Or why couldn't you do this? Why can't I parent like that super mom? Why can't I do the things that that mom does? And he doesn't make mistakes. God does not create junk. He doesn't know how to make ugly things. It's not a part of his character. He doesn't make anything too short. I always say he doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't make things half-hearted, even though I feel like he only gave me half of a body, but he doesn't make things half-hearted. I actually had that joke written in here, so I had to deliver it. I'm glad you guys heard it. Like, when I see the Holy Spirit in me, I don't see a taller, skinnier version of myself. And today is not the day to talk about all of the things that we need to work on. Today is the day that the Father wants to say over you that I am so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Daughters, he's so proud of you. Can you receive that? Just close your eyes and receive it. That he is so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Children, I'm so proud of you. 'Cause I'm proud of you when you are sleeping. I'm proud of you when you're awake. And whatever you do, don't stop trying. 'Cause learning makes lots of mistakes. And whatever you do, don't stop trying. And whatever you do, don't give up. And whatever you do, don't stop trying. 'Cause learning makes lots of mistakes. So break off condemnation right now that you don't do enough. I break off the rejection you feel when all you've done goes unnoticed. Father God is wanting you to stop striving to be better and just rest in being his beautiful daughter. Oh, mothers, don't forget that you are a daughter too. You need to be parented just as well. So let him parent you. He is so proud of you. So proud of you. Daughters, so proud of you. You work so hard. You love so hard. You sacrifice so hard. You lay your life down so hard. Oh, and sometimes it can be a lonely thing, but the Father He wants to do the same for you this morning. He wants you to know how proud He is of you. So I break off the shame of the past. I break off a slave mentality that you're not just a busy bee working to be a daughter. That you are beautiful the way you are. I break off the perfectionist that thinks that you'll be more accepted if you have a clean house. That you'll be viewed as somebody who has it all together if things are just in its place. I struggled with this one time. We were in the middle of revival and the Lord wanted to just remind me. Because I felt like, you know, it was a man-pleasing spirit. Is to try to make it look like we always have it together. And I've realized I was starting to sacrifice having the appearance that I had it all together. I was sacrificing my time with the Lord so that I could have a clean house, so that I could appear I had it all together. And the Lord was like, at what cost? At what cost are you going to have it all perfect? That now I can't just sit down when there's dishes. I can't just sit down if there's laundry that's on. Is anybody else like this? I just can't do it until this is perfect. At what cost? And I had to lay down the desire to just please that have that perfectionist mentality. So I break off that perfectionism that we have, that we put on ourselves as women. We put on ourselves as on our list. I just want you to see everything just being erased. Like that long list of things right now, He's just erasing them all. I break off the regret of the past because learning makes a lot of mistakes, you guys. God's not expecting a perfect mom. He's not expecting us to always get it right or to have the right answers every time. I break off the depression that comes when you think about that past. That one decision, man, if I had just made that decision differently, if I had just done this, if I had just done that, I break off the not prayed up enough mentality that prevents you from coming and sitting on your Father's lap. I remove the hurdles, the blocks, and the barriers that have developed over time because you stopped trying because you feared of making mistakes. Some of you have stopped trying in certain areas because you're afraid of failure. The baggage of loneliness, the baggage of anxiety, the misunderstandings and not being heard, I break off condemnation from past mistakes. Can you receive that this morning? So I just want you to lift your hands like this. You know, when Chris gave me the microphone to bless you, I was like, no, I don't want to yet because I had it all planned now. So I kind of held back. I'm sorry. But I'm blessing you for real now. Just like receive this. I bless you, mothers, this morning. I bless you with the agape love that the Father has bestowed on you. That love that you constantly pour out, the Lord is pouring out on you. Joy that passes all understanding. I bless you with the joy that passes all understanding. It passes all circumstances, no matter how perfect things are. I bless you with peace that goes beyond your comprehension. That even if there may be chaos all around you, that you'll be astounded at the peace that you feel on the inside. A patience that endures the trials of being a mother. And I say that you are loved. I say that you are blessed. That you are appreciated. That everything you do is noticed by all of heaven. And that you are beautiful because you look like the Holy Spirit. That you are perfect because He formed you. Because He made you. So I just thank you, Father, for our mothers. I feel like the Lord just wants to say some more personal things to you, not just me. So I just want us to keep closing our eyes. And if Nathan, you could just keep playing. And I want you to actually, you know, I think there's some of you that still have a couple things on your list that you're holding against yourself. I want you to just see that list and I want you to listen to what the Lord is telling you about those things. So just receive right now. Come on, believe him, what he's telling you. Believe him. But I am so proud of you. So proud of you. Daughter, I'm so proud of you. I am so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Daughter, so proud of you. I'm proud of you when you are sleeping. I'm proud of you when you're awake. And whatever you do, don't stop trying. 'Cause learning makes lots of mistakes. And I don't hold any one of them against you. 'Cause I have made you brand new. So we just thank you, Father. We thank you that you are a father to the fatherless and a mother to the motherless. That you know how to nurture us. And as much as so many of the women in this room pour out constantly, that there are days where you just need to be poured into. And I felt like the Lord just wanted to love on you today. He wanted to love on you as a mother. He wanted to love on you as a daughter. I just feel like he's still moving right now. I don't want to move you. I don't want to move on yet. I don't want to give him just 5 minutes to love on you. Come on, just listen. Just listen. Just listen to him. Come on, some of you, he's taking your face and he's just going, shh. I searched you out. I looked and I sold it all just to find you. He didn't want it any other way. I really would have loved to have had like a bunch of other things to say. This is what he wanted. He wanted to just love on you. So I'm just going to let him keep doing it, okay? Just a little longer. I know it can get like, okay, how long are we going to do this for? Like he created you so he could do it for all of eternity. Just receive his love right now. Even hear the Lord saying that there's been times where you've been driving in your car and you feel like you're just busy all over the place, and your heart's desire truly was, I just want to pray right now. I just wish I could pull this car over and just worship and love on him. And the Lord says that he sees that, and it meant so much to him, and it was like it filled his love tank just the same as if you were able to take 2 hours and go pray with him. Like you feel like that's what it's going to take. I'm telling you, it's not quantity, it's quality. It's the heart condition, it's the desire to love on him and the desire to be with him. He just says, I took that and it moved my heart, and all of heaven applauds. That just one little glance my way, it says in Song of Solomon, one little glance my way and I'm undone. He's undone by just one glance of your eye. Holy Spirit. I feel like even the rest of this day, I'm about to close. I just don't feel like, I wanted to say more. I'm sorry, but that's just what he wanted. That's why I said to Chris, has the Lord ever told you to do something and that's not really what you wanted to do? I guess not, but this is what he wanted for you. So I really feel like I'm going to just pray. And as we go, this song is called So Proud of You by Jason Upton, and it's off of a children's album that he has. So not a lot of people know this song. That's probably why. But I feel like you need to just play this over yourself, like regularly. Moms, you need to play this over yourself regularly. And even in the rest of the day, just go find it on Spotify and just let him sing this over you today. Just let him love on you today. Receive it. Believe it. Okay? So I'm just going to pray and dismiss, unless anybody else has something they want to share or say. But I really don't want to keep talking, because he was like, this is all I want to do today. So Father, I thank you. I thank you that you are such a good lover. You're so good at loving us, and you know just what we need. And just ask, Lord, that as these mothers go, as we bless them, Father, that you would just pour your love constantly. Like, this was one layer this morning, and I know that there's so much deeper that you want to continually go in our lives, in our devotional lives, when we're watching our kids, when we're cooking, when we're doing laundry, when we're driving, when we're doing all of the things that we need to do. I just pray that this song would be in the back of our heads, of how proud you are, that no matter what we do, no matter what we don't do, that you're proud because you made us. And we're yours, and that's all there is to it, period. So I just bless every person in this room as we go, as we spend time together, as we just remember our and celebrate our mothers. We just bless you this morning, and we just have a good afternoon with your family in Jesus' name.
Amen. Why don't we stand to our feet this morning? Come on, can we just give the Lord a hand clap for that amazing, amazing teaching? Listen, I think so powerful truth. I just want to reiterate the fact that oftentimes we can have our list, as Nikki mentioned, our list of everything that we're not doing right. Men, that's for us too. Every area that we're not measuring up. But I believe it's the Father's goodness. He wants you to know how valuable you are to him. He calls you beloved. Papa calls you one of his. Amen. That's the good news of the gospel. When we don't earn it, we didn't deserve it. We have nothing that we can give him in return, but he loves us that much that he calls us beloved. Amen. Isn't that good? Come on, one more time. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Thank you, Jesus, for this morning. Thank you for this amazing message. Thank you for Pastor Nikki, who is just so faithful to say what you want her to say. And honey, I didn't say that never happens. I said it not often. Not often. Mumble, mumble, mumble. Awesome. Listen, if you're a first-time visitor, or if you've been coming for any length of time, but you've never made it back to our welcome room, right after this service in our welcome room, we have a team. We'd love to get to know you. Also, if you've been coming to this church and you're saying, you know what, I want to connect here. I want to make this place home. There's a great all kinds of great things that you can do to get connected. But the first thing we like for people to do is get connected to Next Steps. And that's right back in that room at 11:05 every single Sunday. It's a four-week class on just a four-week rotation about our history, DNA. I want to invite you, come out next week. Come a little early if this is your service at the 11:05 time and slip back there and you can jump in with us. Also, we have amazing, amazing family groups that meet all over this city. All throughout the week, we north, south, east, west, we have them in Sherwood Park, Spruce Grove. There's a place for you to get connected. And I say this, you know what? If somebody comes here and they're not connected to family, it's because you don't want to be. There are so many different connecting points, and I want you to know about them, because sometimes people want to be, but they just don't know about them. And so you can see Dez, you can see any of our leaders about that. Our family group leaders are all on the wall right out there in the foyer. And so you can go up and introduce yourself to those guys if you're new. But also make sure you slip to our welcome room. We have a free coffee for you at our cafe. And can't wait to get to know you. Awesome. Let's pray and close. Father, we thank you for this morning. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for everything that you've done, everything you're doing. Thank you for Pastor Nikki and her amazing word. Thank you, Lord, that you sent us at the Summit, an amazing mother of this house, God, with a heart to walk in obedience, a heart of worship. And thank you, God, that there's so many amazing mothers in this room that are on a journey with you, Father, that Lord, that it's okay to say we're not perfect, but we're on a journey with you. And God, as long as we're close to you leading the way, God, Lord, we know that we're safe. And so, Father, as we go today, we pray that you would bless this house in Jesus' name. Amen.